2 SWJ radio check, please.
WJ and 0TR, you're full quieting into the repeater.
Understandable at all?
You were full quieting into the repeater, no problem. No problem, or are you the one that was working on the repeater earlier for the echo link?
That was me. This is coming from Echo Link now, and we were having major problems where no one could hear me coming from Echo Link. And it sounded like I was, you know, in a plastic bag with a bag of cats earlier. So if this is full quieting now, then I just found that hard to believe. I was in shock.
Yeah, it's a great signal. You're overdriven a little bit. Your deviation's a little high, if you want to get down, or modulation, if you want to call it that. But it's just great. I mean, sound like you're sitting here beside him, except it's just a little loud.
Hey, SWJ Scott. I'm on RF now, because that's easier to hold than my phone. But I'll drop the preamp down and test again here in just a minute and see if that doesn't take the overdrive down a little bit.
Well, hold off on that, Scott. I'm wrong because my audio was turned up a little bit. I bumped it earlier, and you're just fine on that last transmission. My mistake there.
Sounding good there, Scott. I wouldn't adjust it quite yet. K5WLF.
Don't pay any attention to Leroy. He's the biggest source of misinformation in South Carolina.
Hey, Tom.
What?
I just got off work and been on the bus since 5 o'clock this morning, so heading for the house for the night. We'll try it again tomorrow.
Working on that this morning, and they're doing a fine job. It was really screwed up, and I heard you was a good part of it, and thank you for that. Oh, I was just razzing you a little bit there, and you probably don't need that after working all day. I gotta back this truck into the yard now.
Be careful backing it in. Yeah, I wasn't part of it this morning working on it. I kind of helped out. They had a repeater issue going on. Landon and Johnny was up at the repeater site working, and they get up there and they find that the microphone cable had been chewed through by a mouse, and one of the RF on the RF receive side had partially chewed through the coax, so they got that repaired, or at least temporarily repaired, and it's back up on the air right now. Sounding good though.
Why, things were looking a little different here. Never mind. I thought I had my reading glass. Now, I've been helping my son-in-law with some electrical problems. They're selling their lake house. Well, thanks for what you've done. And these boys have been doing a good job. And it was sounding pretty pitiful. I would get some of that decon. They don't sell decon like in our days, Leroy. In those little boxes. They're now little green balls. And just throw them in there around the radio room there, and that should alleviate the mouse problem. It's like Coumadin, and they bleed themselves to death internally is what decon killed them by.
Yeah. Unfortunately, they don't make it like they used to. They can go in search of water because they can't. They start bleeding internally. But anyways, it is sounding better. We still have a lot of work to do on it, obviously, and the repeater shed itself is in dire need of being replaced, and it's pretty much starting to fall apart itself. But one of these days we'll get it all back together there like it's supposed to be. Anyways, Scott and Tom, I'll let y'all go, and y'all have a good night. Scott, that like I said, I wouldn't adjust that modulation quite yet until get a little bit more testing in on it. 7-3 for now. K5WLL.
Yeah, that was my fault, Leroy. I apologize for that. I'm loading stuff up there a while ago. I evidently hit the volume control, and it sounded like the modulation or the deviation on FM, if you want to call it that, was high, but I was wrong, period. And thanks, Scott, for what you do. And I'm going to sign out also because I'm pulling in the yard. Unless you need some further testing, I can go inside and help out also. Take care, guys. This is N0TR73.
Yep, into SWJ. I'll be clear for now.